prelims and the semi-final, but through to the final.
Yeah, through to the final, that's the main thing. But yeah, it's kind of been a bit of a rough morning, to be honest. It's been pretty, like, with the starting off my diving before I'd even started, I woke up with sore triceps. And when you wake up on competition day with sore triceps, it's just the worst thing that can happen because there's so much force that goes through them. But I've had to work with the medical team and they've been so good. After each round of the prelim, kind of like nursing me back together, compressing it, making sure that it was raised above my head to reduce the swelling. And so it's been a bit of a tough one and a bit of a painful morning, but I got through and by doing just enough.
And you can see it's heavily strapped up now and you've got ice on it already, ready to fight for the final. So is it getting any better?
Well, at the moment it's hard to kind of get better when I'm still diving on it, so I'm just going to have to make sure that I rest this afternoon. And to be honest, anything can happen in diving. Like, as you can see from this morning, the prelim, Chubo won the prelim, and then the semi-final, he's not doing all that great. So it's going to be a tough one, because everyone's diving really well, and with this tricep injury and the preparation that I've had, being injured pretty much all year, it's just going to be one of those competitions where I just have to go into it and just give it my best shot, knowing that it's kind of a miracle to even be able to compete.
And there was a couple of dives that seemed you were struggling, and yet on the final dive, when you needed something big, it was there.
That's the reason why I put that reverse 3.5 towards the end of my list, or the last dive, because like people knew when I did the Olympics, because it was the lower degree of difficulty, people were kind of like criticising me a little bit about why did you put that at the end, because it was a lower degree of difficulty. But it's one of those dives that I know I can do well under pressure, and if I need to pull it out of the bag, then I can. So that's why I normally put it at the end.
And we've seen quite a few of the dives unusually making mistakes. You mentioned Chubo,
yeah.
We never normally see him down in the 4.5 marks. Do the conditions, the wind, the sun, are they making it more difficult as well?
Yeah, the wind is a big factor, and also the sun changes position. Normally in an outdoor pool, it goes from like the left of you over, like, yeah. It just goes over the top of you that way, whereas in this pool, it comes right in front of you and over the top, so the sun is in really different places all the throughout the day, so that's something that you have to get used to as well. And my first dive in the prelim, that handstand, it was really windy because I had a little bit of a wobble when I was on my way up.
So do you still think you can challenge for a medal in that final tomorrow?
Well, like I said, anything can happen, but medals aren't necessarily in the forefront of my mind. Of course, I would love to be able to go and get one, but in reality, with the preparation I've had, it's going to be very tough, but I'm going to give it my best shot.
And just quickly, something completely different. What do you make of the high diving they're doing down in the pool at the event?
The high diving is for crazy people. I couldn't even contemplate going up to 27 metres and jumping off. 10 metres scares me every time when I go up there anyway. So going up onto a 27 metre platform would just be ridiculously scary. But I'm actually staying on in Barcelona to watch that event. So I'm actually really excited to... And also, my senior partner from 2008, Blake Aldridge,